schedule.
It's going to be a bit of a gap in a year's time, isn't it? When Bake Off isn't on BBC anymore on Wednesday night.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I can come up with what's going to replace it.
Really?
You laugh, but what's stopping me?
Ideas?
No. I've got loads of ideas.
Okay.
Honestly, Scott, I've got loads of ideas.
Okay, tell me some.
Well, no, what I was thinking is rather than just telling you, because I could tell you the ideas, but you're not going to do anything with them for a number of different reasons. You're not the best person to tell.
Cheers.
But you do know some good people.
I do, yes.
And actually what we could do is take these ideas and give them to someone who can actually make this stuff happen.
Right. So you're not going to tell me because I can't put them on TV?
No, I can tell you right now, but what I'm saying is, if I'm going to tell you, why don't we tell someone important? Why don't we tell someone who can get these kind of ideas on the television?
Right, who do you want?
You know a few of them. Well, the one I'd like is, we've spoken to her before, is you've got the number for Amanda Ross, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
She's a massive deal in the world of TV.
Big.
She's in charge of Saturday Kitchen, yep, and big, big shows.
Massive shows.
So what I'm thinking is, rather than just tell you now, let's tell her. They're all good ideas. Just trust me with them.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? Amanda is potentially in the future a source of some work for me.
Oh, and me.
Sure. So, yeah. So, if you could not make this terrible or awkward, that would be awesome.
No, trust me. These are great ideas.
I love Unofficial Mills.
So, a little bit earlier, half an hour or so ago, Chris was... I caught you writing up some creative ideas for TV shows there.
Yeah.
Well, during the radio show, which
yeah,
is
you,
good.
I mean, you probably just heard on Newsbeat that that Bake Off is off.
Yeah, well, it's not off. Yeah, it's going to Channel 4.
Oh, yeah.
So we both know a very big boss in the world of TV. She's, like, well important.
Powerful.
Powerful lady. And she does shows like... Well, they make shows like Saturday Kitchen. I actually just found out they're one of the biggest suppliers of shows to the BBC. And you genuinely want to call her, don't you?
Yeah.
With these new ideas for that hole that might be needing to be filled in like a year's time from now.
These are good.
Okay, well, I've got the number here. Do you want me to call it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pressing call for you. Oh, cool. Here we go. This lady is important.
Hello.
Is that Amanda?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Amanda, it's Chris Stark.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Yes, you remember me.
Yes, I do. You last called me because you fancied yourself as a new host of Saturday Kitchen.
Exactly, yeah. Any further thoughts on that?
Well, I think you follow the show on Twitter, and you've probably seen that our viewers really firmly want a chef.
I know,
and
it's actually doing well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's doing really well. The ratings are the same as they were this time last year. So, no, we're doing fine. We've got a group of people, really strong chefs, now hosting.
Oh, the thing is, I'm loving it at the moment.
Oh, good. Who's been your favourite?
Tom Kerridge, of course.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing. Yeah, really amazing. So, yeah.
We love him.
We all love Tom.
As you probably know, I'm on the radio at the moment, but it was such an important call this that we felt we'd like to call you right now.
Okay.
Yeah. What I was hoping to do is pitch to you some TV ideas, some ideas for TV shows that I think could be really, really good. You've got the power to make these TV shows appear on TV.
And why is it so urgent?
I'm just thinking Wednesday nights are looking a little bit empty at the moment, potentially.
Yeah, you could say that from mid-2017, isn't it? That it's going to be a nice big slot opening up.
But I appreciate it takes a while to get budgets together and all that kind of thing and book presenters. So anyway, I thought I'd grab the bull by the horns.
Well, the thing is, who'd have thought that Bake Off would have been such a hit before a baking competition? Good ideas can come from anywhere, so why not?
That's what I'm saying. So with that kind of
something else.
Attitude of positivity and an openness, I'd like to pitch you this.
Okay.
Britain's Best Bush.
This is on the radio now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott teams up with fellow housewives' favourite, Alan Titchmarsh, although we can always change that, to tour the UK in search of Britain's best bush.
He's very ITV now, Alan Titchmarsh. Apart from that, I can't see much wrong with that as an idea, because people love titles, don't they? Things that are arresting. But it sounds like it could be a good Channel 5 show to me, more than BBC.
Their green fingers will be busy all over the nation as Alan and Scott, well, maybe not Alan, rummage through bushes from the finely trimmed to the big and bushy. The winning bush cutter will receive a cash prize.
No, I don't think we're going to get that away somehow.
From bonsai to shrub, it's time for Britain to get their bushes out. What are we saying to that one then? Not BBC.
No.
All right. Okay. Well, let's be positive. Let's carry on.
Okay.
Let me pitch you this. Okay. Fit on the phone. Add 10 stone.
Pardon?
Fit on the phone. Add 10 stone.
Fit on the phone.
Can you really tell how fit someone is just by their voice? Does the voice of Siri turn you on a bit, but you've never seen what he looks like?
Well, they've had blind dating shows, haven't they?
In an age of dating apps, will you find your sexy Siri? Do they sound like Brad Fit, but are actually Brad Fat?
It doesn't sound very visual, though, that's the thing. What are we going to see? What are we going to see on the screen? It sounds like a radio idea. Why don't you do it on the radio? Because you can just listen then. Something you could do anyway. And you have the power to put things on the radio, as you're doing now.
But then you can't see how they actually look. That's the thing, isn't it?
Well, you could use a webcam, couldn't you? Or get someone to tweet a picture.
Yeah, it sounds like you're passing on this one. Okay, well, if we're sticking with BBC talent, I've got a list here for some of those. How about this one? Zoe Ball's in your court.
It's a great title, and Zoe's a great presenter. So if we know what the show was, because you need something a bit beyond the title.
Mm. Zoe gives you all the behind-the-scenes gossip from different local Crown Courts. This is Law Live.
Well, maybe, you know, afternoon slot. Judge Rinder does very well on ITV, but I can't see it spilling the bake-off shoes, really.
OK, so you're not something thinking for the big Wednesday night.
No, I think you need to think more along the lines of stirring the nation's consciousness. You need to think about what can everyone at home think they could get involved with.
Okay.
Or have a go at.
Okay, I wasn't doing these in order of favourite, but I have got some more. They're not as thought through, but just see if anything grabs you.
So those previous ones were really thought through.
They were the sort of the marquee ones, but...
yeah, thankfully, my development team spends slightly more time before they pitch an idea.
Well, I'll tell you what...
They sound a bit like back of an envelope. But the thing is, simple ideas, if it's got, you know, if it's got a kernel, we could always develop it.
Okay, quick yes or no to this then.
Okay.
Straight from the horse's mouth. Presented
What's
by Claire Baldwin.
Sounds like a chat show.
It's Claire Baldwin. Claire Balding. Sorry, I wrote it down.
Sounds like a chat show. Having a mare. She does one of those.
A penny for your thoughts.
What's the show?
Piers Morgan tours towns of the UK inviting normal people to share their stories.
No.
If they do, a penny for their thoughts, fine.
No. Have you got anything sensible?
Father of the Wide.
Doesn't sound very politically correct.
Sue Barker up the wrong tree.
See, there is a little bit more to coming up with an idea for a show than a punchline. But, I mean, maybe you should put all these things together and present a one-off show called The Worst Ideas Ever Pitched.
The World's Hairiest Beaver.
No.
Okay.
No.
Two more.
Okay.
One more, actually. Fanny by Gaslight.
No.
Fine. Okay, well, that's food for thought anyway.
Yeah. As much as I love you, and I think you're an enormous talent, I really do, and I love the show, I think you should stick to radio. You're very good at that.
But okay, well, maybe I'll just write up a couple of the ones that you said maybe to, and I'll email those over.
All right, then. Headlines. Make sure it actually sounds like a show, though, and make sure it sounds like it could last longer than, you know, 2 minutes.
Yeah, cool. I'll take that on board. Thank you so much, Amanda. Bye. Bye then. Bye.
It's a good job she likes us. I thought she was about to go for Britain's Best Bush, but then it wasn't.